Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
51-20, Union wins over Edmond North. Final regular season game of the year. Union Redskins, of course, unbeaten in District 8-2 overall as they will head to the playoffs, the number one seed on this side. Taking a look around at some scores from around the state, UConn leading Edmond Memorial 28-6. Owosso, which needed a win to guarantee themselves a number two on this side, is doing that easily, winning 41-7 over Putnam North. It is Southmore leading Norman North. That is a 35-28. No, they won that game. Pardon me. That's final now, 35-28. Also final, it was Mustang over Moore, 34-12. Norman, a winner over Santa Fe, 31-20. And, of course, this game here, 51-20, the Redskins win. With Norman's win, I believe Norman will be the team that comes here next week. And then the Redskins would, of course, cross bracket after that, likely against Jinx in that second round or the semifinal round. Remember, there used to be four rounds in the playoffs. Now you play two, have a week off, and then you play that championship game. So that's what we're looking at as of right now. All right, we are actually about to get Coach Frederick on the headset right here, and we'll talk to him. What's up there, Coach? That's a heck of a performance on a really nice senior night.
Yeah, it was. We were really really proud that we got to play a lot of guys. I thought Edmond North played about as well as they've played this year. Gave us a good test at times and made it a good football game and a good atmosphere for the last regular season.
Well, you kind of thought on the way in that Mann might play quarterback. You probably didn't think he would play that well. That young man was pretty brave tonight. You guys chased him around.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. He was the leading receiver that they had, so you knew he was a good athlete, and he did a really nice job. We lost contain a couple of times, and some of those things, it's amazing. You can still find things week 10 you need to get better at, and I think that we'll be able to actually use this film and be able to make some corrections on it.
Coach, you got up real early and really fast. You're up 45 points in the second quarter, right there before the first half, and then kind of stayed at that point for quite some time. Is that more than likely the twos and just growth, or what do you think about that style there?
Yeah, we did. We tried to. I mean, when you've got 130 kids on your team, and I know we didn't play them all, but I know we played 46 seniors and many, many more, and
that's awesome.
We get that many guys in there. You're going to have some things that misfire here or there.
Sure.
A little disappointing, a couple turnovers that we had. But, other than that, we had two offensive linemen that were out tonight. I thought that Jacob Fuller stepped in and did a nice job. And Matthew Harker, another senior at center, did a really good job this week as well.
I thought the other thing, Coach, I think your quarterback, Peyton Thompson, is playing as well as any quarterback in high school football right now. He threw some bullets. He was on the nose. He's gotten even more comfortable in the pocket. His growth through the year has really been substantial.
Well, he's doing a really nice job continuing to not be satisfied and continuing to work on his craft, and really proud of him.
Coach, as you started the season just a little bit slow in a couple places, didn't really find an identity until a little bit later, how do you feel as what you felt like the expectation would be at this point?
Well, I feel like our team's about where it needs to be. I know that there's an edge about them. They feel confident, and it's, if you can take confidence and you can have an edge and a little bit of hunger when you reach the playoffs, that you've got a great chance to be at the point where you peak. And I still think we can get better in the next couple of weeks, but again, I like where my team's at, and we're real excited about starting the playoff run.
Well, and it kind of looks, from what we're looking at here, if we're right, and we may be right, we may not, Coach, it looks like maybe Santa Fe in the first round now.
I'm not sure what was the score on that game.
Well, Santa Fe lost to Norman 31-20. So,
okay, yeah, it'll be Santa Fe.
Yeah, so Santa Fe will come here in the first round, and of course you'll move on to that. What I want to go back to is Xavier Dandridge. He had the right at 100 yards tonight. To see that senior and Jalen Smith, a senior at the end, play so well, I was so pleased.
Yeah, proud of those guys just sticking with it. And obviously they're the guys with the football, but there's some other ones in there doing a really good job, and all in all, real proud of them. And again, we got Noah Rauschenberg to kick a
monster
long field goal. Lots of positive things in the night.
Yeah, that might have been good from 60, no doubt about that. Well, we're in the books for 10, 8-2 district champions on to the playoffs. We'll talk to you next week.
All
thanks,
right,
Coach.
Thank you.
Congrats, Coach.
All right, that is Kirk Frederick, the head football coach of the Redskins. We'll come back with our player of the game, Xavier Dandridge, in a moment. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Ah! It's time to get that leaky faucet fixed and that stopped-up drain cleaned. Who are you going to call? There are many plumbers out there, but you want to know who is the best. Roto-Rooter is family-owned and operated and has the most trained plumbers in the area. When you call, you will get a live customer service representative, and when the Roto-Rooter plumber shows up at your door, you will get a clean, uniformed, trained plumber that has undergone drug testing and background screening. Roto-Rooter can solve all of your plumbing, sewer, and drain cleaning problems.
They will fix your leaky faucet, clear the clog in your tub, and cut out the roots in your main sewer line. A customer may have been told that any roots in their sewer line mean that that line has to be replaced. Roto-Rooter specializes in cutting roots out and treating with environmentally safe herbicide to help the roots from growing back. They have camera equipment that can visually inspect the condition of the line, so the customer only has to replace it if it is seriously damaged. Roto-Rooter has a very high rate of repeat customers because they provide the best, most cost-effective solution to all customers. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't hesitate to call Roto-Rooter.
Start your morning off the right way with the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, driven by Primo Mitsubishi in Bixby. Listen live during the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter every weekday morning at 7:54 on News 102.3 and AM 740. And come see us at PrimoMitsubishi.com.
We have some new things for you under the home of the Copper Dome at Amini's Galleria. Fall is almost here, and that means it's time for you to get great deals on the 2018 outdoor furniture sets. We've got huge discounts, and we're changing up the showroom, so up to 50% off floor models. You get a nice, cool, crisp evening. Either you're entertaining or get the family back together around a big old fire pit. We've got huge savings in every department. You want golden tee, shuffleboard, pool tables, Deadpool pinball, big buck hunter, you name it, we have it all. Come see it and get the best deal right now under the home of the Copper Dome, Amini's Galleria, 71st, just west of Memorial.
This is Sean Copeland, CEO of Regent Bank. Please be sure to tune in on Mondays for our weekly banking update with KRMG morning host Dan Potter.
Regent Bank is Tulsa's business bank. Call them today, 918-488-0788, or like Regent Bank on Facebook. Member FDIC.
To know Cox Media Group, you have to know our people.
Everybody at CMD Tulsa is really kind. It's like one big family here.
This is a company that definitely acknowledges talent.
CMG has actually trained me.
They give you different opportunities to try out what you like.
I feel that they have trust in me.
The first step is getting your foot in the door.
It's great. I love this gig.
The culture, the people, the opportunities make Cox Media Group an exceptional place to work. Learn more at jobs.coxmediagroup.com.
With energy-efficient upgrades and award-winning service, PSO can make the coldest day feel like a cozy cottage getaway. Hot chocolate and slippers not included. Discover how you can upgrade the comfort of your home at powerforwardwithpso.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, 51-20, the Redskins win this final regular season game to go 8-2 in the year and unbeaten in district play. We can't find our player of the game, Xavier Dandridge. He's so fast he got away from Doc Blevins, but on the field is a guy who, well, he's pretty doggone good. Doc is our field goal kicker, Noah Rauschenberg.
Well, first of all, you don't have to be very fast to get away from me. But first of all, Noah, you set a record tonight, broke a record that you already held along with Cole Way, and that was a 53-yard field goal. You did a 54-yarder tonight. Were you aware you were kicking for the record when you went out there?
I pretty much knew. I've hit two 53s in a game, and so I knew I'd be able to hit a 54. I knew that was going to be my longest, and so I just had to go out and knew my line would block for me, and all I had to do was just hit the ball down the pipes.
Well, you know, I've been talking to Coach about letting you have a shot at the national record, which is 68, and you kicked, what, a 66-yarder in practice?
I've hit a 67 in practice. I haven't hit a 68 yet. I'm going to attempt that to be our goal now.
We'll work on it. We can do that in state championship game.
Yes, sir.
Hey, congratulations on a new record. Real quickly, what are you looking at college-wise right now?
I'm just waiting for my opportunity. Hopefully someone sees what I can do on the field and gives me an offer.
Well, I'm thinking if you kick that 68-yarder, it would get a lot of attention from a lot of people, and I'll just end that with Woo Pig Suey, and but wherever you want to go.
I think so, too, yeah.
All right, we also have Nick Jones here. Nick, just another great defensive performance. We let him have a little bit late, but you pretty well took care of it.
Yeah, Doc, you know, we had a little sloppy, but Coach Frey gave a speech, and we had to, you know, tighten the brakes and, you know, stop them scoring.
That was a lengthy speech. Was he kind of preaching a sermon to you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Coach Frey, get out there. It's on that now.
He was not happy?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. I mean, he told us no matter who we're playing against, you know, we always play up to, you know, play up to week, we can play, you know, with our potential and everything.
Well, I know you well enough to know you're on board with that 100%.
100%. Coach Fred said something, got to get it done.
Hey, we ready to go into those playoffs?
For sure. That's what we always been practicing about, playoffs, playoffs, playoffs.
Well, both of you guys, let's go get them next week.
Thanks very much, Doc Blevins. And, of course, you got to understand that those guys right there, those seniors, are two of the legacy players at Union High School. You've had great kickers here before. You mentioned Colway, of course, and Tressway. You've had great linebackers here before. Josh Dupree is one of them. He's on the staff here. You know, you had Spicer last year, guys like that, and Nick Jones will be one of those guys that one day, and so will Noah. They'll go, I want to be like that guy. So yeah. It is part of that legacy. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back with our stats. We also have our playoffs as we think we have them all set up. We'll let you know who's going to be where. That's next in Union football. Redskins win 51-20. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
I'm Amy Arid, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. Redbud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. Redbud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
Hi, I'm Frank Trigg. Being an athlete, professional fighter, and now a stuntman is physically demanding, but right now I feel at the top of my game. After retiring from fighting in my late 30s, I was in pain from old injuries, gained a ton of weight, and lost motivation. At Universal Men's Clinic, I met with Dr. Eric Hockey and learned that men like me with physically demanding or stressful jobs are at risk for low testosterone. My visit got me back on the right track. I started being active again, playing with my kids more, and now I feel better and more focused.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Hockey. If you have an active lifestyle or physically demanding job like first responders or construction workers, know that you're at risk for low T. If you'd like to revive your energy, increase your strength, or improve your performance, we can help.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back one final time for the regular season here at Union Tuttle Stadium. 51-20, the Redskins win tonight over the Edmond North Huskies. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, thanks to Doc Blevins down on the field for getting our on-field interviews. Quickly take a look at the stats here. And Zach, the thing that jumps out at you right away is that Edmond North came in here running, rushing for an average of 15 yards a game. They ran for 128 yards tonight. Part of that is, you know, I don't know if they just didn't use Goff, but little Trevor Goff, he was magic tonight for them. He played very well.
He did a really good job of running the ball and really just staying active. And, you know, the majority of the time they were playing against the twos, but you can't take away, like Coach said, you gave up some yards, you gave up some scores, and you get to learn a little bit. But one thing you can learn for a young team that was in there is that you can't ever take anything for granted, and you've got to play really hard.
Yeah, no breaks. They rushed it for 128, threw it for 150, 278 total yards, which is above their normal. They came in here with a quarterback that they didn't think was going to end up playing, but they did. And that, of course, is Mann, who was 12 of 27 for 103 yards and a touchdown. He didn't have a bad game. Meanwhile, Union had it right at 300 yards total offense tonight. Really good third down, 2 of 4, 50% there. Had 7 first downs, not a lot of penalties. Matter of fact, not a single penalty against the Redskins tonight. I love it when you take a look, though, at some of the rushing numbers. You know, 8 carries for 60 yards for Boone and a touchdown. Dandridge had carries. I mean, he had about 100 yards tonight, and he had a touchdown. And receiving wide, McLeod had a catch for 22. Shadle 1 for 14 and a score. Dillard 2 for 63 and a touchdown. Pearson 1 for 18 and a score. Dandridge 2 for 21 and Brown 1 for 5. I mean, just a terrific, terrific final night for these guys. I mean, I just think it was a really nice night to spread that ball around like they did.
Yeah, they put it all over the place. And a lot of people scored tonight. They scored points really fast in the first and second quarters, and I kept putting a tick mark on everybody's name where usually you see, you know, 3 or 4 for Boone and a couple for the receivers. Here tonight, it was just all across, really spreading the wealth.
All right, so we have the playoff brackets. These are as devised by Jeff Johns. So I'm going to tell you right now, if this is wrong, I'm going to give his email address and then his home address, and you can go find him, all right? So it looks like this. Union next week will take on Santa Fe. That will be here at Union Tuttle Stadium, and I've been told that those will be Friday games. So we know that should be the case. Now, the playoffs normally are 7:30 games, not 7. I will be on the road with the University of Tulsa next week, so Chris Lincoln will be here to do that game. All right, then once that, and the other side of the bracket, pardon me, also on the side of the bracket with the Union team is Jinx, who will be the third seed, or the second seed from the other side. They'll take on Putnam North. So the winner of Union Santa Fe would play the winner of Jinx Putnam North. So you're likely seeing Union Jinx in the semifinal round, which would be 2 Fridays from now. And the state will decide where to play that if they do it here, which I'm sure they would, likely at H.H. Chapman, but you could play at Broken Arrow. You could play at Owosso. You could play almost anywhere. And as a matter of fact, played at Owosso a couple of years ago, so that might be the case. Other side of the bracket, Broken Arrow is number one, undefeated, number one in the state, and just looks like a juggernaut. Is going to take on Moore. Sorry, Moore.
Yeah,
it's not going to be pretty. I can promise you that. Then Owosso, by the fate of his 41-7 win tonight, will take on Norman. So you could end up, once again, with Broken Arrow, Owosso, Jinx, and Union, which I think is probably likely to be your scenario as the East continues to do what it does. And, you know, at least in the past, you'd have, like, the one player, like Casey Thompson, would stand out on the west side, and they'd be somewhat of a threat. Norman North, obviously, was a tremendous threat with the Stoops boys a couple of years ago, played Union to the hilt. But it seems like they've taken a step back once again on that side of the state, and the east side looks like it's going to dominate again.
Yeah, we started the season a little slow on this side, and I thought, well, maybe this will be at least a challenge on the west side of the state, as we appeared that maybe had some, slower starts, I guess. But then as soon as we went over to the west, it just continued to throttle down and high points and all kinds of scoring. And then you hear, okay, I guess I was mistaken.
So the Redskins will be right here next week at home against Edmond Santa Fe, and we hope to see you here as well at 7:30. For Doc Blevins down on the field, thanks very much. To Mike Downing, who's helped us back at the station all year long. For, of course, Zach Jones, Richard Johns, and Jeff Johns, 51-20 Redskins win to close the regular season. Playoffs next. We'll see you next week on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Have you ever felt the frustration of trying to describe to someone a very complicated experience, then after a time, simply throwing up a hand and saying, you just had to be there? Hi, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is a lot like that, especially for men. Words just won't provide the full picture, but neither will walking away, especially when your experiences might help a guy in a similar situation. If I did not believe that, I would not have chosen divorce law as my profession. My divorce was years ago. but I still feel a connection with every guy that hires Cordell and Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell and Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Quality, reliability, resale value, and safety. That's why for years, smart Oklahomans have been buying Toyotas at Jim Norton Toyota. Hey, do the research, and you'll see that Toyota's low cost of ownership is legendary. Matter of fact, when it comes to resale value, the top three vehicles in 2018, they're all Toyotas. And who sells more Toyotas than any dealer in Oklahoma? Jim Norton Toyota. And we've done it every year for the last 22 years in a row. So come on in to Jim Norton Toyota and see why the 2018 Tacoma and Tundras have the best resale values. Check out the 4Runner. You'll see the same thing. Look, Toyotas are a great investment because they not only have a low price, maintenance cost, fuel cost, and resale value make Toyota the brand with the super low cost of ownership. But don't take my word for it. You do the research. Then visit Jim Norton Toyota, Oklahoma's number one volume Toyota dealer, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. According to year-to-date sales 2017, see dealer for details.
Today we're talking to Dr. Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic about Movember. Dr. Arakaki, hey, thanks for joining us. What exactly is Movember?
So Movember is a movement using mustaches to start conversations about men's health. You know, issues such as diabetes, depression, and low testosterone. So if you haven't seen a doctor in a while, make it a priority.
Well, everybody knows Universal Men's Clinic treats low testosterone and erectile dysfunction. Tell us a little more about low T.
As men age, they tend to lose 1 to 2% of their testosterone each year. This leads to low testosterone. Common symptoms are low energy, weight gain, or loss of strength. This is a treatable condition, and the first step is just an office visit.
All right, guys, take action. Make that appointment today. Universal Men's Clinic is offering free office visits in Movember to first responders and military or union personnel.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Reese's three-day sale is back this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get there early and stock up on Hormel Black Label Bacon. You can never have too much bacon in the freezer. Fresh, never frozen chicken leg quarters in the meat department are just $3.90 per 10-pound bag. And don't forget the Coke. 12-pack cans are 4 for $12 when you buy four. So stop by your favorite Reese's location this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU. And get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Been listening to Union Redskins Football. Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Met McCoy State Farm, and Red Bud Physical Therapy. On News 102.3 KRMG. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.